In troubled times, I must say, it's heartening to see the leader of a Muslim country speak out strongly against radical Islamism and put a lie to a lot of this rubbish. The Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi did so in a speech in January, where he called for a revolution in Islam, and he did again at the weekend. He said, and I quote, "Religion is guarded by its spirit, by its core, not by human beings. Human beings only take the core and deviate it to the right or left." He said the real Islamic religion grants absolute freedom for the whole people to believe or not to believe. Never does Islam dictate to kill others because they don't believe in Islam. Never does it dictate that Muslims have the right to dictate their beliefs to the whole world. Never does Islam say that only Muslims will go to paradise and others to hell. We are not gods on earth, and we do not have this right to act in the name of Allah. President Sisi said Egypt would never turn its back on the United States, and he isn't just mouthing this stuff. He's backed his words with action. Late last month, he ordered the bombing of ISIS targets in Libya after ISIS militants beheaded 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. And he's also moved aggressively to close the tunnels beneath Egypt's border with Gaza, which had been used previously to ship weapons to Hamas. So the West's got a friend in this bloke, the president of Egypt, talking a lot of sense, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.